This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's hour two of the GPAC Nation. We are live on remote in Flower Mound, Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. And we got some good Cowboys content here, the top five storylines for Cowboys and Commanders. But we have an alternate storyline where Eric Chiafalo still needs to pay off this bet. He attempted in the 220. Can we get a picture of that disgusting beer soup that's sitting over there? He attempted in the 220 to create a straw dog. Went down to the racetrack, got a hot dog. He was boring it out with coffee straws, but didn't get it done. He cannot drink the beer out of the straw dog, but he's got to pay the bet off.
Yeah.
So what has he agreed to do? He is going to drink a pretty much room temperature beer that's had a hot dog sitting in it and is now has several chunks floating in it.
More than several. He's, okay, give me more than that. It looks like there is thousands of little
debris.
Hot dog bits.
Yeah, hot dog bits.
It's now cloudy.
It's disgusting.
It
dude.
Is.
It is absolutely disgusting.
It's horrible. Let me get a good picture of that. Can you hand that over to me?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I need to send this out for the totals. GPAC Nation.
I am, now I took off my Fletcher's Corn Dog t-shirt.
That's a nice
because
t-shirt,
it's a nice
too.
T-shirt.
That's nice, really nice.
I'm throwing back on the t-shirt I arrived in.
The Bartonville one? That's
a good t-shirt too.
It's a great t-shirt, yeah.
And somehow you've already got it dirty. Did you paint on it?
I have kids, bro, so like, who knows what's on there?
Crayons?
Yeah, I think that might be raspberries or something. But anyways, I am. So what's going to happen here is I got the Zoom working on my phone so the Twitch can watch this. I'm going to go out to this sort of grassy area, and then I'm going to attempt to just down this beer here, and I'm kind of getting like gaggy just thinking about it. To be honest,
so we can probably watch it on our.
You can
Zoom
watch
chat?
It on Twitch. Yeah, you'll be able to watch it on Zoom or on Twitch or whatever.
Watching, and maybe
this is not going to be good.
No, it is not, but it is going to be good for the audience, and we appreciate you paying off this bet.
Got to pay the bet
properly. Yeah. As Eric Chiafalo is now exiting the broadcast position, he has picked up the beer hot dog soup glass.
And they're moving. You can see on the Twitch, they're moving.
Yeah, and they're now headed outside.
They're moving.
They're headed outside thanks to Stephanie, a longtime fan sales rep for being the camera lady and helping facilitate this.
I can't tell you how many times she's requested Eric take his shirt off for this.
Yeah. Yeah, but he decided instead to change shirts.
Yeah. Well, no, that was smart to do.
Okay. So are you guys watching?
Yeah, here we go.
Okay. I'll
give you the play-by-play. There you go, right there.
Okay.
This is perfect.
He's now, so you can watch this 105.3thefan.com.
I just
Twitch
really want to see him throw. He is going to hurl.
Please don't throw up in the building, though.
He's outside.
Okay, yeah.
And he's got he's talking like we can hear him. Like, we have no idea what he's saying.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
He's pretending like we can hear him. He's doing some kind of – he's trying to let people know, hey – I've got this wiener in the beer. I'm about to drink this. It's disgusting. Look at all the bits of kibbled stuff that we have in here. All right, here we go. He needs to just drink this. I'm also trying to post a video right now of the behind the scenes of the straw dog of Eric explaining the hollowing out process. The problem is, video is so darn big.
Carter, can you bring up his audio? There's no way we can bring up the Zoom audio onto the deal, right? Because he's talking an awful lot out there, like he's hosting the show right
now.
Yeah,
he is.
We can't. Oh, now he's showing for the webcam how much hot dog has accumulated.
So much hot dog in there.
That was good content, Chiafalo. He's still talking like he's hosting the
show.
He just
needs to drink this, Gavin.
Yeah, just drink it. Just drink the son of a bitch.
Just go tell him to drink this.
That was good content, Chiafalo.
Here we go. I think he's about to chug it. Okay. All right. He's taking
the
wiener
out
and he's put it on the ground. Oh,
yeah.
What's he doing?
Can
here?
Somebody text him and tell him to drink the beer for the love of God?
Here we go. He's
we
drinking
got a
it now.
Segment
he's drinking
too.
It.
Okay.
Now.
Here we go.
Yep. He's trying to like get his mind ready. Here we go.
He's taking his hat off. He's standing out in the grass.
He really does not want to drink this.
Well,
he's put it towards his mouth.
Should have lost
twice.
Last week. Then
there's a lot of hot dog chunks sitting in this beer. and he's been trying to power.
The thing is, it's a Miller Lite, and you'd think a guy who loves Miller Lite as much as him, he's going to drink it.
Exactly.
Your words, not mine. Here he goes.
Oh, here we go. Boom. It's down. It's down. He drank it. He drank it. He drank it. Oh, now he's throwing up. Now he's throwing up. Yeah. He's trying to keep it down. Oh, yep. There it goes. Oh, it's coming back up.
He did keep it down for maybe a half second.
Oh, yep. He's in the fetal position. He's okay. He's all right. Yep. Champion.
Hands up in victory.
Yeah.
He'll be returning to the broadcast position. The bet has been paid off, and Chiafalo is now back in the Survivor
He's got
pool.
Green Bay this week, as you do.
Perfect, yeah. Guys. Yeah. Five storylines for Cowboys Commanders. Let's get at it, shall we?
Yeah, let's do this, Wolchuk.
We start
Thank
with
you.
The raging ginger himself, Carson Wentz, former Eagle, coming back as a Commander now. Did you know in 8 career starts, he's 4-4 against the Cowboys with 14 TDs, 4 interceptions. Last start against the boys came in 2020. He's a member of the Eagles then against Dak. Much has changed as I don't think he's going to fare very well this time around. Brian, I mean, do you think that we're going to get something out of the ordinary that we haven't seen from Carson Wentz in the first 3 starts? Is he going to go ahead and put on a miracle performance?
Yeah, if that's – oh, wait, what was that all about, man?
That's a drop.
That was a good drop.
Because I'm watching the screen right now, and Eric is still out there puking.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, is he? Oh,
yeah,
wow,
sorry.
That's awesome.
Oh, he is throwing
right, so,
up. He is throwing up.
Yeah, you know, with Carson Wentz, though, with him.
Oh, he's running away from the camera.
If they're in a situation where they have to protect him, though, right? I mean, they have. If they can go max, you know, you could just keep everybody in and try and take shots on these Cowboys on the secondary, though. We'll see with Anthony Brown, Diggs. I think you got to think about with how well will Hooker play in this game. Because if there's some vertical shots that they max protect, how well will he play out of the center of the field or off these hashes, though? You know, they're going to need to take care of that.
I think you brought up a great point earlier in the week about Logan Thomas and who's going to have that responsibility. In games where Washington's had success against Dallas, I think, oh, man, he looks like he is not happy right now. Eric's just walked back in. Eyes are a little bit watery. He gave me that look, just said, brother, I am not okay right now.
That's the look of a man who's not sure if he's done vomiting. You know, I'll be honest.
It's going to be all right.
It appears it got in his nasal area as well.
Are you okay, buddy?
This is going to take a while to recover for Chiafalo.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
You're
right. Again, how are you doing,
you're a soldier and a warrior.
Hey, man.
That Appreciate was
welcome back into the pool.
That was disgusting.
How many total hurls are we looking at there, Chiafalo?
That was
did
that
you lose
was,
your glasses? Well,
I didn't even – I don't know if I keep count. It was probably like – I would give me – I'll say we round up to one full one. It was a nice halfy, and then there was a couple like you feel the throw, but like it's not actually coming out.
You were way out in the grass. That was good, too. Yeah, you did it well.
Oh,
yeah.
God,
you
boys.
Did good, bud. I'm proud of you.
Not as easy as you thought it was going to be, right? You picked that straw dog thinking, oh, yeah, this is great. I just get to drink a beer out of a hot dog.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And now we know.
That shoey's
these,
not so bad
these,
now.
Yeah, I'd rather do the shoey. We've been asking everybody, and they're like, no, the shoe's way worse. And I'm here to tell you, it's bleeping not, okay?
You know, it's funny, though. I mean, here you are, a young guy getting all sick after that, and here the old man drinks out of his shoe and doesn't even get sick.
Well, you know the
what does
problem?
That tell you about my generation? A lot tougher. A lot tougher my generation.
The wussification of America.
Now, is that a baby boomer generation, Brian?
I'm 58 years old.
Is we're that just, still X?
We're a lot tougher. I'm 30 years older than that guy down the end of that table. I'm just, you know, I don't know if I'd have got sick. I don't know.
I'll tell you, the bad part now is these burps that I'm getting that are beer and dog burps.
No.
And you're used to being at the ballpark and having some form of beer dog burps, but you're not envisioning it in the disgusting way that I'm now having to envision each one of these.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is amazing because together those two items, you know, proportioned properly and with the right timing are part of Americana.
I'm going to tell you this.
You drank pretty good. Mm.
If I lose next week, I will do the straw dog, and I'm going to do it the right way. How about that?
Okay. Wow. Double shaming of Chiafalo.
Literally.
See, Eric, I'm trying to have your back
thank
here.
Thank you. Broadus is stomping on my head while I'm drowning right now, just throwing me to the lion's
den. I'd say you're
den.
A little bit of an embarrassment right now.
I think you did a great job. You took it like a
Our
champion.
Show has a lot of pride, and I think you kind of let us down, to be honest with you.
I think you held it down, brother.
Hey,
I don't know, man.
For real, though.
I'm not sure about you anymore.
Shout out to Stephanie. Shout out to Stephanie who got me a fresh cold Miller Lite right after that.
that whole
yeah,
situation.
Well, was your yeah. shirt up a little bit? Because that's why. That's why.
Yeah, I had to show a little skin.
No. Okay, what do we have? Dude, we have four more Cowboys Commanders. Right?
Hooker, don't let him play.
Yeah,
no,
don't. Yeah,
Hooker,
make sure you do your thing. Don't let the tight ends beat you. Washington's offensive line's been ass. They've allowed 15 sacks in three games, all right? So the Cowboys, I think, are going to get all over them.
I think the Commanders are going to try really, really hard to avoid that. I would not be
surprised.
They're
probably
going to
go max protection, yes.
They're going to max this thing. They're going to screen it. Whether they get the screens off or not, that's the whole trick for them.
You just can't let them beat you with a big ball over a top twice.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, will Terry McLaurin be a factor in this? He's got just 12 catches for 230 yards, one touchdown. He does not perform well in the first half of games. I think that might be something Washington tries to get him involved earlier. But we'll see what Terry McLaurin does.
Diggs has done a good job against
him. He certainly has.
Him, yeah.
Absolutely. Also, Washington, right now, they've allowed an average of 27 points a game defensively. That's 28th in the league. Mm. They record just 8 sacks. Daron Payne is leading the way with 3. I was not super impressed with their front seven last week watching them against Philly, other than Jonathan Allen.
Davis.
Montez Sweat was okay. Yeah, Jamin Davis,
linebacker. Yeah, linebacker. He's got 3 sacks as well. Watch for him as that fifth rusher.
As a blitzer, no question.
Yeah.
For the Cowboys, on the other side of this, Michael Gallup, of course, making his return. That's a big storyline. We'll have to watch that. Cooper Rush, he's been exceptional through his first 2 starts this year. And, you know, when you look at what he's been able to do specifically, third down conversions will be big, but also they've been successful on fourth down with Cooper Rush. 4 of 7 fourth down tries they have converted, which is a pretty extreme rate. The running game, Tony Pollard broke out last week, 105 yards on 13 carries. Zeke, 73 yards and a touchdown. Commanders have allowed 129 yards on the ground per game this year. The Cowboys have averaged just 118. Not bad, but you'd think the Cowboys are going to be able to have some success on the ground.
Keep the balance going, though. We talk about it's not just put Zeke in there first and get the third series. It's like shuffle those guys back and forth. Make the Commanders have to deal with both of those guys on the field or one or the other, but just don't make it, hey, we're going to have to do it like, you know, where they said third series, we're going to give it to Pollard. No, keep that good balance where you're getting these guys involved.
No question. And then you look at the Cowboys secondary, they're giving up 176 yards per game. They've allowed 2 passing touchdowns. Those are pretty solid numbers. We talked about the receivers that they have for the Commanders. I do think they've got some talent, but can Carson Wentz get any time to be able to deliver them the ball?
No, he can't. No, we got to be real about this, right? The Cowboys have a great defense, and Washington is a highly flawed offense with a really bad quarterback. That's what we're looking at right here. Yeah. The Cowboys should go and embarrass Washington over the course of this afternoon coming up on Sunday.
Yep, there you go. There's the big facts, big things to watch for here in this Cowboys-Commanders game.
Thank you so much. At 877-881-1053, it is the G-Bag Nation. And, you know, we have your text message interaction from time to time. You can also interact on Twitch and in the YouTube chat as well. I know Brian is always hanging out. It appears the color is returning to Chiafalo's face.
Yeah, the Miller Lite helped him, I think.
Yeah, that kind of brought me back to life a little bit. It's these burps, though, now,
it's
bros.
A good question.
It's these burps.
From the 214, they said, Eric, you're never going to eat another hot dog again. What is the over-under on how long it's going to be before you put another wiener in your mouth?
Oh, gosh. The good news is baseball season's about over. So if I can just get through the next month without going baseball hot dogging, I would say opening day 2023.
Okay. All right.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, that does sound about right. Sometimes you have a traumatic event, you know. Some people like tequila. Apparently, they didn't have the experience I did in high school. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's me.
right? Yeah. Some people just absolutely love it. They're taking it whenever they can. But, you know, you have one of these moments, and it will take you months, sometimes years, and sometimes never.
Maybe minutes.
Well, that's what happened with me. It happened to me with Taco Bueno in high school, man. I don't know if it was the cigar or the Taco Bueno, but something tore me up.
Never blame it on Taco Bueno.
And
it had
so
to be the cigar.
It's been a while since I've had Bueno.
Okay, 775. Tampa had 7 sacks and 4 picks in 1 game The Cowboys will be laughed out of Texas if they don't beat Washington by at least 14 points. Yeah, Philly piled up 9. I don't know. I think at some point as a coaching staff, you have to be serious about your limitations, and you don't repeat that same mistake.
No.
Like, say what you want about their coaching staff. These guys are it's Scott Turner, right?
Right.
I mean, Scott Turner's the son of Norv. He's been around football. He's going to make an adjustment. You're not going to pile up the sacks.
Yeah, they were not. They're not going to let you just have free rush on, and it's a little bit though on Carson Wentz. Can he play faster if he continues? But we've seen Carson Wentz where, you know, the arm talent is tremendous though, but what's between the ears sometimes holds him back. And I've seen sacks on 3rd and 5. You cannot take a sack on a 3rd and 5 or hold the ball away from your body when you're trying to escape and have him knock it out of your hand. So there's things that he still does that you could talk to him, hey, you got to protect the ball. And he still makes the same mistakes.
Yeah.
Those are the quarterbacks that you love to play against.
You do. Yeah, you do. And maybe it'll be an opportunity to get, like, interceptions if you can.
Sack fumbles.
If you can get pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, I the last time they played this team, was it a 50-point performance? You know, this is doable.
Yeah, sure.
Chuck.
We do have the so the final injury report for both teams is out. It looks like DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be a go. He does not have a designation.
Sweet.
So the only questionable guys listed as questionable are Jayron Kearse. He was limited all week in practice. He is questionable. Connor McGovern's questionable, as is Dalton Schultz. But otherwise, Michael Gallup should be good to go. DeMarcus Lawrence should be good to go. And listed as questionable for the Commanders is Charles Leno Jr., their starting left tackle, who has been limited the last 2 days with a shoulder injury. And Brian and I both said, watching him, not very good on that left side.
No. All righty, it is the G-Back Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. We are standing by for Stephen Jones. So Stephen's going to join us. We'll get thoughts, his thoughts on Cowboys Commanders. Chiafalo has biggest L, biggest tub coming up a little bit later on.
Right.
I have to imagine the events of this show might be making an appearance.
No question about it.
ASL. Yeah, I don't know if people understand exactly how disgusting that was, that Chiafalo just had to go through. In order to get back in our survivor pool, we do it every Friday at 2:20. Okay, we are live, though, at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, and this is a tremendous place to be if you need anything in the spa, sauna, or outdoor patio living type of genre. Platinum level Big Green Egg dealer, which means they have over 180 accessories for eggs of all sizes. They are giving away a Kamado Joe. You can come and enter to win that. 60-month 0% APR financing on all hot tubs, with payments starting as low as $117 a month. All right, so heading into the fall, that's good hot tub weather, isn't it, here in DFW?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're coming back with Stephen Jones here on 105 Through the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.